Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Looks like the Grammys are in the news. They, we talked about them yesterday, and none of us were really that excited about it. I did watch a lot of it because my daughters wanted to see some of the performances. They're big time into all the, you know, all the hip-hop artists that were featured, Kendrick Lamar, etc. But the ratings were low. They're saying all-time low in the demo in 18 to 49.
Shocker.
19 million tuned in, and that was enough to be the most watched primetime show.
What was the high end of the demo?
In like
49?
A year.
Yes.
We're still kind of creeping into that. We're still hanging on for a few more years. A
few more. But it was down 24% from last year's Grammys. And it's the worst that they've done with the ceremony in almost 10 years.
Wow.
So
bringing it back to New York wasn't a hit.
Who knows? I'll be honest with you. I didn't quite realize
I just don't recognize the names. That's for me anyway. Towards the higher end of that demo, you know, the 38 to 49.
Mm-hmm. It could be true.
I mean, how many of those people really recognize them?
It could be true. I know for me, I wasn't even really that aware that it was on until, I don't know, I was watching something. And I was watching the golf, I think. And then they started promoting it. Mm-hmm. I didn't know until about 4 in the afternoon that the Grammys were on that night.
Yeah,
you know,
but the ratings award shows have been sliding for years. Yeah. It seems like for the last decade.
But 24% is a significant
decline.
That's
a big drop.
That's a significant decline.
By the way, 15% bump for the Pro Bowl this year.
Saw that.
And in fact, the Pro Bowl would rank as the number 7 most watched regular season college football game in 2017. So if you took the entire college football season, the Pro Bowl would land 7.
How many total viewers?
8.6 million viewers.
Proves again what NFL. Jace has been saying, that the majority of the country is stupid if you're going to sit there and watch that product.
Yeah, but think
you
about
say,
it.
I think it's, see, like that.
I think a lot of
kids. Driven.
A lot of kids.
Like
okay.
When we were kids, we liked watching it.
I guess I get that.
But think about it. The Grammys are getting clubbed. They did 20 million viewers.
Right.
That did 8 million, and they're jocking it.
Right.
I mean, it's all kind of silly. I mean, you know.
Yeah, but women aren't going to watch the Pro Bowl. All women love the Grammys, I'm sure.
Okay.
So you
sure
have that,
more than,
you have
than
that,
the Pro Bowl.
You have all those women, you can, you know, viewers, you can get those eyes. Pro Bowl, you're just going to get some teenagers and a few, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Pro Bowl is an absolute joke. I mean, all this stuff that they I see it in the morning when I'm getting coffee and Roger's cleaning the coffee things for the 400th time.
You know, it's kind of his thing.
The beach stuff or whatever they're doing, or the
like dodgeball.
Dodgeball or, you know, throwing at golf carts or whatever they're doing. Who cares? It's just not interesting to me. But
I agree.
Maybe I'm just grumpy.
But you've also seen it a million times. Like I said, I think for kids, listening to my son who's almost 11 and his friends, they like look forward to a Pro Bowl. They look forward to finding out who's going to be in the Pro Bowl. We're jaded. We've been doing this thing too long.
I guess that's part of it.
Yeah, my kids don't care. They're 90, you know, my daughters, I guess. My son is out. He doesn't give a crap.
My son wanted to know if Drew Brees was in it. No. I told him no.
No, but my daughters were all about the Grammys.
Yeah. They were too.
They couldn't wait to watch.
They were parked and ready to watch.
They couldn't wait.
Because they love Migos.
Yeah, they love Cardi B.
Mm-hmm. I'll be honest. I don't know if Migos is a person or a group. I don't know.
I think it's a person.
It's one person?
I'm not 100% sure, but I'm
Can
feel
anybody give
confident.
Me confirmation on this?
I don't know. I have no idea who Migos
I'm
is.
I'm pretty sure it's one
Sounds
person.
Sounds like one person.
Okay.
Believe
sure
it's one person from Atlanta.
Okay. Yeah.
But I will
and everybody
go to
from
Wiki.
Atlanta.
I always thought it was two guys.
See? Uh-oh. This is what I'm running into.
Okay, then
what it actually
is,
it's a hip hop trio.
Oh, trio. Yeah.
Three
See?
Guys. Yeah. There you go.
See?
I would have bet 80% there was one guy. There you go. We're not plugged in, Cakes.
Well, apparently not.
Omarosa, who was most recently working
I'm definitely not plugged in on her.
Working in the White House. Of course, she made her name with The Apprentice.
What was she doing in the White House?
Annoying people?
Not much.
I don't know. I don't think anything that significant. But, you know, she left kind of a lot of attention to it a couple months ago. Right. Well, now she's apparently signed on to be in the next rendition of Celebrity Big Brother, which is just embarrassing. But she could make as much as $500,000. They say
pretty good haul.
Base gig.
That's if you win it, right? I've never understood Big Brother. I don't understand it at all.
You just hang out and just try not
That's
to get kicked out.
It seems like
it's just so stupid.
I've checked into
sitting,
it over
in the house all day.
They have something called head of household, and they seem to have some competitions, but I don't know how
it's
it works.
Not my thing. I don't watch that show. But the celebrities that sign on are each paid about $200K. And you
That's
know,
pretty strong.
And then if you last to the end, they say you bring home $500,000.
Who are the other celebs that are
so
signed
she's
up?
In, she's got,
so I she think, annoyed people to death for her career, and she still continues to get jobs.
Yeah.
That's what
yeah,
she does.
Yeah. Well, if you're polarizing, that's good.
Oh.
So she's up against...
How could anybody like her to be
Chuck
polarizing?
Chuck Liddell. Who okay. I mean, Chuck, I don't think he's unlikable.
Right.
Right?
Unless you're in a cage with him.
Yeah.
you don't like him very much.
I can't see Metal World Peace lasting very long.
Okay.
My choice to win might be Mark McGrath.
Ah, Mark McGrath is in the mix.
Your wife will be all over this one.
They've got a new viewer.
And and then, of course, one of those housewife chicks. I think, was she married to, like, God, who was she married? Was she married to, like, Darren Dalton or something? Brandy Glanville.
Who no, was she married to? She was married to the guy who ended up getting with a country star. Now I'm forgetting both of the names. She was married to... Whoever Leanne Rimes is married to.
Right.
Cibrian.
Right, but, yes.
No, but was it before that? Wasn't she married to a baseball player? I could be wrong.
Maybe.
Yeah, you're
not
probably.
That I'm aware of. I feel like she
you're
was
100%
married,
right that she was married
like she
to
was
that
married
Eddie
to Cibrian,
Cibrian,
who then crept 100%. On her with
Hold
Leanne
on.
Rimes.
You're 100% right about that.
Sounds like you should be called Big Nubber.
Right? Yeah. Who possibly would be interested in that? She's 45 years old. Why do I feel like spouses? No, Eddie Cibrian's the only one. You're right. You nailed it.
So look for Darren Dalton now. See what happened with his ex-wife. Was
yeah.
she a housewife?
Probably not. Probably wrong. Let me see. We talked
yeah,
about
she
this.
She was on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
We talked about this before the show. It's not really entertainment related, but it is nutty. And I didn't even understand this until Cakes explained it to me. But a guy died in Mumbai after being sucked into his MRI chamber.
Jeez.
And he's 32 years old, and apparently did he have some oxygen tank or something that he was hooked up to?
He was lugging around like an oxygen canister, which last time I checked, made of metal.
And I just completely unaware of this. I'm just so clueless, and I've had several MRIs. Didn't know it was just a big, giant magnet.
Yeah, super high-powered magnet.
And it sucked him in. And
no idea. Just completely oblivious to that.
I've never had an MRI, but my daughter has. They ask you a billion questions about, do you have any sort of metal in your body, in your head, around your eyes? You can't wear any jewelry in.
Do they make me take off my wedding ring? I can't remember that.
I would
probably.
I would think so.
I don't think I did.
Although that's a
small. Well, it depends what body part if you have in. If they're doing your shoulder and your hands down there.
Look, I was sucked up. I'm assuming from walking in the room.
Here's the bottom line.
I know, but he had an oxygen.
I can't believe
tank.
You've never had an MRI.
No, because this body's silly.
This temple.
A non-contact life.
This temple's Mozilla. It's hard to get an MRI when you're sitting at the 1-3 game. I mean, there's no real reason for it.
Right.
Didn't you just have an MRI?
No, an X-ray.
Oh, okay. The big takeaway.
I do want an MRI.
The
but
X-ray,
I, no,
by the way, for your
one.
Symptoms is going to show nothing.
I know. I don't even
What's
know why.
The
I,
point?
Did. I don't know. I don't know why they wanted it.
Takeaway number
followed
one.
Followed their lead.
Never get an MRI in New Delhi. Okay, never do that. Ever in a billion years. If they tell you you need an MRI in New Delhi, get on a plane and fly to the United States and get your MRI. Because apparently this isn't the only time this has happened. Two, speaking of X-rays, I hadn't gone to the dentist in about 2.5 years before yesterday.
Yeah.
Went yesterday, got a billion doses of X-rays. I felt like, is it David Banner or Bruce Banner? I always get it mixed up. The guy who turns into the Hulk when he gets all the gamma rays shot into him.
Bruce.
That's who I felt like yesterday. And sad to report.
Cavity.
I have a cavity.
Oh, the cavity creeps through.
You're so good, though,
usually.
Is this your second one?
My second cavity of all time.
You're starting to leak.
I was despondent about it, and got to go back for a filling
Why
in two
did you
weeks.
Have the X-rays? Because it was your standard checkup? They wanted to do
something. Hadn't been in 2.5 years.
They always wanted
to. They wanted to do the X-rays, right?
June of 2015, like a donk. Yeah. I don't know what I was doing.
By the way, those pieces they put in your mouth, man, that's uncomfortable.
But uncomfortable.
You feel like you're going to choke.
And when you haven't had the X-rays done for 2.5 years, they do extra.
Ones,
they do more.
More.
Pretty fun afternoon at the dentist.
I'm sure it wasn't.
So I don't know what this means other than he just has too much money, but I don't know if he's running out of money or if he just realized this is insane. But Arnold Schwarzenegger has sold his Bugatti for $2.5 million, Gakes. You know, that's a type of car.
Yes.
Okay. I don't know what he paid for it, but he should run it on street outlaws because it goes 0 to 60 in 2.5
sure
seconds.
Money. You paid for it.
It only has 1,000 miles on it.
That's it?
Yeah.
I saw his son, I guess, is becoming, I don't know if it's a successful actor, but he's starring in a movie that's coming out.
Is that right?
It's kind of a teenage type movie where it's him. What are the names of those movies? Not, you know, those movies that come out that are kind of romantic comedies, but for teenagers.
Sure. Like that's a coming of age type of movie.
Yes, that's the type of movie it is.
Yeah, I won't ever see it.
By the way, the Bugatti goes 0 to 60 in 2.3 seconds.
That's what I said.
Oh, you said that?
Yeah.
I can't believe it. 2.3 seconds?
Kim Kardashian is nuts.
This is a rocket.
She tweeted a nude photo yesterday, although she kind of had her nipple blurred out. Listen, I love me some nudity as much as anybody. I really do, Cakes. Maybe more than most. But come on, man. Isn't it embarrassing?
Well, she's got everybody.
What is she doing?
She's got everybody mad at her because she's got people mad at her who said that's not appropriate of a mom to be doing.
Yeah, I mean, you're a mom.
Then she's wearing what she called
the fur coat.
The Bo Derek braids.
Yeah.
And now everyone's accusing her of cultural appropriation. So those photos that she put out pissed everybody off. Or, you know.
Well, she's got a fur coat. I mean, she's allowed to wear braids. Get out of here.
I'm just saying.
People that give her a hard time about that. It's just that, come on. You already have all the fame. You've already got all the money in the world. It's just embarrassing.
When
you got to put out nude
photos. And see it. We'll put it up on our Facebook page. Whoa, you're lucky you didn't spill there.
Yeah.
Pictures are kind of a show.
I mean,
whatever.
I saw pictures of her on the beach. Google the pictures of her on the beach about a week ago.
Not as flattering.
Oh, my God. Her.
Because that's a very flattering photo.
Boat, maybe they're looking at that big buddy.
The width of an Amtrak.
Did you say, how old is she?
35. I have no idea. Oh. I mean, whatever. It's just embarrassing. What is she doing? I mean, send that to Kanye. I don't know. When you put that on your Instagram, isn't it just embarrassing? What has she got, 100 million followers? What does she want more?
Don't know. Well, she's keeping the brand alive, I guess.
Didn't she say she wanted to get off social media like a month or two ago? Didn't you say that was the story?
That's her lifeline. She's not getting off social media.
I don't remember that. But for some reason, that angers me. I don't know why.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us right now, the head coach of the Washington Wizards, Scott Brooks, who's presented by Greenberg and Betterman, specialists in personal injury law. Good morning, Coach Brooks.
Good morning. What's going on?
What's going on, Coach?
Not too much. You know, I'm wondering, as a head coach, this is something that maybe you deal with, maybe you don't. Do you talk to your players about girlfriends tweeting?
Ooh.
I never have in the past. Why? What's up?
Well, I don't know if you're aware of it. Sometimes guys who are on your team will have girlfriends or other people that will tweet on their behalf and say things that are derogatory towards other players. Then they might eventually get deleted, but everything stays out there on social media.
I've never had to deal with that in the past. I mean, sometimes my wife probably wants to tweet about me.
Right.
Calling some bad timeouts and some bad plays.
So you don't
I've never
worry
had
about
to deal
it.
With that.
Yeah.
No, it's not on his radar. Yeah. It's not on his radar. This is a weird team, man. I can tell you, Coach, I can't imagine how you feel. As a fan, man, I'm very frustrated. Maybe we had a nice win the other one, you know, last game. But, I mean, I look at you, and you don't even look happy on the side. Even after a win. I mean, are you even having fun?
Yeah, you know what? I'm not going to deny it. It has been a roller coaster season.
Right.
But even like this last road trip, you know, we had a couple of good games, and we had one game we couldn't throw it in the ocean. The other game we didn't come to play. Mm. And then the Oklahoma City game, we just got caught up in an amazing player having an MVP game. But it has been disappointing at times. But I'm still excited about what we can do. You know, we just have to be able to do it consistently. I don't know what's going to happen with John. He's in Cleveland today, but we hope for the best with him. But his knee has been bothering him off and on, and we've been trying to manage it as best we can. But we'll know more probably later on today.
Is a testament to the guys stepping up in the last game against the Hawks to see a guy like Tim Frazier, who's moved down on your depth chart. Tim Frazier was brought in to be the backup. The Sato's played so well that you've played Thomas Satoransky more. That Tim Frazier comes in there and gives you 13 dimes.
14. Don't shortchange him.
Sorry, 14.
14, yeah. That was a big moment for him, because he hasn't been playing. Thomas has taken his spot. But I give him and the coaching staff credit. They've kept him sharp and kept him ready to focus mentally. It's not easy, but he's come in. Like I've always said, this is a kid that comes in on every day off. He gets his work in. When he was going to be given an opportunity sometime during the season, I know he was going to be ready. And I'm glad he did all the extra work, because he played extremely well. We're going to need him to play well tonight. I mean, we're playing against one of the hottest teams in basketball.
Did you know that, I mean, obviously John's been nicked up, right? And, earlier in the year, he had some issues. And we've all kind of assumed maybe he's not quite right. But I think we were shocked that he was to the point where he was going to take himself out of the lineup. Did you know he was teetering on the edge of being out of the lineup?
Well, I mean, I know we've tried to manage his the knee. It's been sore. We've had it drain. He had some injections in it, and that's kind of – taking some of the workload off into practice. But I know the last couple of games, he was really struggling the day after the game. And so that's why we decided, we got to just sit him out against Atlanta and wait till we get back home Monday. And then he can get it checked out. And then he decided to get a second opinion, go to Cleveland with the original doctor that performed the surgery a couple of years ago. I love John. He competes, he battles, he fights. He wants to be out there every second, every game. But, there's only so much you can do. You got to let the knee calm down. And hopefully, like I said, hopefully we find out some good news today.
Was there swelling again? Is that what happened? Like after the game, swelled up again?
Yeah, it's some swelling and it's sore. It's really sore. And, we've tried to manage it. And he's done a good job of managing with his treatments and just being all the things that he has to do to prepare himself to play the games. But at this point, we decided, we need to get it checked out, and hopefully, like I said, hopefully we find out some good news today. If not, we have to do what's best for John, not what's best for our team. It's what's best for John for his future.
So it's possible that whatever you hear back from the doctors could shut him down for the year? Is that possible?
No, I haven't heard that, but you never know, but I haven't heard that. Like I said, hopefully we can just continue to manage it and go from there.
Coach, even if it's relatively minor and you get good news on John Wall's knee, do you look out into the schedule a bit and see the All-Star game there in mid-February? And do you have a sit-down with John and say, look, it's great that you're recognized as an All-Star, but you're going to have to sit this one out because you need to rest the knee? Is that something that you've even thought about at this point?
I haven't thought about it at this point, but I have looked prior to that. We have some days off between them. So, I mean, if that's the case, if we have to go that route, that's something we can consider. Because the All-Star break is, you get a long, 5 or 6 days off. So it's definitely a chance, because I think we play Chicago like on a Saturday, and then we play New York on a Wednesday. And so there's some time off if that's needed. Like I said, I hate to speculate because we won't know anything until later on today.
All right, we're talking to head coach Scotty Brooks of the Wizards. You mentioned the roller coaster nature of the season, and I wonder, as a veteran guy, you've been around for a while now coaching, do you, with a situation like this, do you just keep preaching the same things over and over and hope it sinks in with these guys, or do you have to come up with creative ways to kind of motivate them or to get to them? What is the approach that you take?
Every season has its own identity. I've been coaching and playing for nearly 30 years, so thing I think you have to be real consistent in your approach. You know, what's important to you and what's important to the team.
Mm-hmm.
I know when we play our best basketball, we don't take the ball out of the net. We get the rebound and we get out in transition and we move the ball. I mean, last game against Atlanta, we probably moved the ball as well as any team I've ever been associated with, playing and coaching. 40 assists, just incredible. Hopefully we can continue that. We have to be able to defend. We have to be able to rebound. And we've done it in spurts and we've done it in good moments, but there's been moments that we didn't do it and we didn't rebound or we couldn't make shots. And there's so many different ways that we've lost some close games this year. But I think the key for us is to defend and move the ball on offense.
Can you tell, I'm assuming no, can you tell when you're going to have a night, because you're saying that there have been nights when you've had, 40 assists, but there have been other nights when you've had 24 turnovers, 23 turnovers. That's been a problem that's popped up on occasion. It's popped up against some of the lesser teams in the league.
Yeah, you know what? And we're pretty much a pretty good control the ball team. You know, we average probably mid-13s. High 13s in turnovers, but it's recently they've popped up. Just take, for instance, in Oklahoma City, we have a chance. You know, we had 23 turnovers, I think, with 33 points or 36 points we gave them. And that's the kind of thing that disappointed me with the last couple of weeks with those turnovers, because we take pride in taking care of the ball. We take pride in getting the shot on the goal every time down the court. But like I said, it seems like this year, things like that has popped up and kind of like surprised us. Offensive rebounds, that's actually been an Achilles heel of ours for the last couple of years. Hmm. We have to be able to make sure that we have all five guys blocking out and rebounding, but we've had struggle during that at times.
So, last Thursday you guys played the Thunder and lost that game by 9, and Westbrook had 46, and Bradley had a great game, but just defensively, you couldn't do much to stop him. Now you got him here. You got him on the home court, even though it's without John. How do you guys game plan to stop Westbrook? I mean, it just seemed like in that game, Coach, whatever he wanted to do, he did. If he wanted to get to the rim, he got there.
Yeah, he has been playing on a high, high level right now. I mean, even last game against Philadelphia, he had 23 in the second half and 9 assists alone. I mean, that would take me 3 or 4 games to get that. He did it in a half. But it was the thing that I love about him. He's so competitive. He competes every second down the court. You can't relax. Like we watched some film yesterday about in transition. If you get 2 or 3 guys back, that's not enough. You got to get all 5 guys. He has to see bodies. And if he sees bodies, he still is going to try to go through you. You got to be aware. You got to be focused. And he's an amazing player. He's playing at another MVP. No one even talks about it. He's nearly averaging a triple-double again. He's like a half assist or a half a rebound away from having another triple-double. We definitely have to contain him and do the best that we can stop him in transition. And we can't turn the ball over. You turn the ball over against that team, his speed and the way he generates points, you can't catch him up. You can't catch up to him.
Now, they lost Roberson for the season. What does that mean to them?
Well, he's an elite defender. He's especially in the West, you got so many really good players at the top teams, and he definitely gave them a chance to put a very good defender on one of the best opponents, the offensive player.
So yesterday,
go ahead.
No, go ahead. You can finish.
No, I would say they're definitely a very good team. The good thing about us, I mean, there's probably 6 teams that are bunched up in the East. We've all, we all have 21, 22, 23 losses. Cleveland, I think, is third. They with 19 losses. So we're still right there. I mean, I hate to keep saying that we're right there because that's what it is. But, we want to play better basketball. Like I said, hopefully we get everybody back healthy and we can start playing some consistent basketball to finish this year up.
You are right there in terms of creeping up to the top 4, but you're also right there about creeping back, and a team like Detroit makes a move yesterday for Blake Griffin. Tell us what you think that means for the Detroit Pistons, and I'm wondering, the Clippers, they appear like they're moving on. A couple years ago, they had DeAndre Jordan, Chris Paul, Blake Griffin. Now they just have DeAndre, and who knows if he's going to be moved. Did the Clippers contact you guys about possibly making a move?
No, they haven't contacted. I don't think so. Not that I know of. But it's definitely a good move for both teams. Blake is, you know, his issue has been in the past has been his health. But if he's healthy, he's probably top, I don't know, 15 player in the league. He's a 20-something point scorer and nearly 10 rebound type of game type of guy. But he's still, I mean, that's definitely an impact player if he can stay healthy with Detroit. And they're definitely a team that, you know, can make a run for the playoffs. They're only probably a couple of three or four games out right now. The Clippers, you know, they're right there in the same thing. They got a couple of really good players. Tobias Harris is a dynamite player. He can create a lot of problems because he plays the four and he can step out and make threes and put the ball on the floor also.
Hmm. Tough stretch here, obviously, with the Thunder tonight and then Toronto on Thursday, home game, but Toronto on Thursday, and then you go on the road again. Man, it seems like you guys have been on the road forever. And you play three teams that, you know, I mean, Orlando's not very good, but they're not easy to beat at their place. Then you got Indiana, Philly. So this is a tough stretch here in the next five.
There's no question. We have to step up and play well to get these, you know, you focus on the first game first. And Oklahoma's going to be a very tough team. They're talented. They got a lot of really good players, and they got probably one of the best players in basketball.
Well, so they've won eight straight. What have you noticed, you know, just kind of scouting them? You know, they got off to a tough start, and now they're starting to put it together. Was it just the time where they had to kind of feel each other out and kind of get into a chemistry thing, or is it just because Westbrook's playing at another level now?
It's definitely Westbrook's at another level. I mean, he's, like I said, he's playing at an MVP level. I think the other big key is Steven Adams. He's really developed. He's an offensive rebounding machine. I mean, there's games he's had 10 offensive rebounds or more. Against us, I think he had 7 in the first half, so we definitely have to control his ability to get their team extra possessions, and a lot of his offensive rebounds are put back layups for dunks.
Hmm. What will Coach Scott Brooks be doing for the Super Bowl? I think that's in between road games.
Good question.
I think we will be in Indianapolis at that time. I definitely will watch it. Don't know where, and I don't know if we will have a team Super Bowl party, but I definitely, hopefully it's a good game. You know, I think Philadelphia has a chance. I don't know if anybody's given them much of a chance. Tom Brady's obviously superhuman and seems to be ageless, and it's definitely, hopefully it's a great game.
Who does Scott Brooks pull for? Who's your team?
He's a Cali guy.
Grew up in Cali, so I don't know.
Niners?
Well, I did back in the day, but I haven't really followed the NFL as much as I probably should. But growing up, when I was a young kid, I was, for some reason, a Pittsburgh Steelers fan. Hmm. And then, you know, when I became a teenager probably or college, I was probably more of a 49er fan. But I haven't really followed it much for the last, you know, 15 or 20 years.
Yeah, you're too busy following your fantasy football team. I get it.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Right. Yeah. Hmm.
All right,
Coach.
Thank you, Coach. Appreciate it.
Good luck tonight, man.
Good luck, man.
All right. I'll talk to you guys in a few weeks.
Yep.
Thanks, Coach.
Try to slow down the unslowable.
By the way, the Wiz are wearing their alternate District of Columbia jerseys tonight.
Cakes always gets excited for alternate jerseys.
Of course
I think
we
should play the soundbite of just the 1 second after Eric asks him if he's having fun. It just does not sound like he's having fun. Like, you asked him that question, he was like,
I mean, he said he's still excited.
Yeah. It's hard to have fun if you're losing 4 out of 6, but... I mean, he probably has fun when they're pummeling the Hawks.
Even in the OKC game.
But are they going to have fun tonight? That's the question.
No, but even in the OKC game, if you watched and it was just one quarter, but my biggest takeaway in that game was in the third quarter, they played like the Wizards did in the playoffs last year.
Yeah.
Like, they had energy. Markieff was contributing. They looked like a team which could be one of the top teams in the NBA. But more often than not, they just come out there lifeless.
It's so
and they
maddening.
Have no home court advantage. Even if on the if their home court record is better than their road record, the home court arena is just dead.
Probably
usually.
Half the arena will be rooting for the Thunder
and
tonight.
He was clearly oblivious to Bradley Beal's girlfriend.
She tweeted through
subtweeting
Gortat.
Yeah, he doesn't care about that.
Yeah.
No, I think he might care. He just is unaware. No one has asked him. Apparently, I wanted you
either
to get off that immediately.
Well, either that, or he just avoids it.
Could be, but the way he sounded oblivious to it, he goes, that's never really been an issue. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he sounded like he didn't know.
Yeah,
I wasn't going to say,
well, yeah. Bradley Beal's girlfriend said, can he get some help?
He's more concerned
with the front court or whatever.
He's more concerned with the team giving up like 110 points per game in the month of January. Yeah. That's what concerns him, as it should.
I still wanted to ask him about
chemistry.
I wanted to ask him about the locker room, but I just
there's
felt
no
like
way he can answer
we
it.
He can't give you anything. Yeah.
He's not going to trash his guys, and I like him too much. I don't want to put him on the hot seat. You know, there's no way for him to answer any of it.
Believe me, I wanted to ask him, do Bradley and John enjoy playing with each other? I wanted to ask him.
Of course, he's going to say yes.
Right. There's no point in asking it.
Exactly. But this morning before the show started, Jason's looking at the rundown and he goes, ugh. And why did you go, ugh?
Because Drabby insists on putting AWOD in the outline.
Hmm.
Now he says more AWOD / Aaron audio.
Yes.
So I don't know what that, I think it's worth playing.
But here's what I'd say. I will participate in an AWOD free month in February. Just be my own personal thing. I will not contribute to more AWOD on the air.
Mm-hmm.
I'm out, at least for a month. So, Jason, I know that you would do that in a heartbeat, but I do think that this is worth exploring.
I'm okay if there's something new. If it's the same old stuff, he says something stupid or he lied, and Eric just wants to beat him up for a while, I'm just fine.
Hey, this is not my idea. I didn't put it in there.
No, I get it. I'm just saying if it's the same old stuff, I'm out. But if there's something new that's interesting, I'm okay with it.
Well, it's a follow-up.
All right. Because yesterday our debate was whether or not, because Aaron had made a comment on when she was co-hosting with
a throwaway line,
Seehoff,
yeah,
that she should date AWOD,
right?
Aaron Hawksworth, the Channel 7 sportscaster,
correct,
who's also on Channel 8 here locally,
and
she was on with Craig Hoffman on Saturday morning. And
yeah, I can't remember what the topic was at the time. I don't know why AWOD came up.
It was just her first show, and so she was asking for opinions about how she's doing.
And somebody said something like better than AWOD.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something like that.
We'll replay it right here.
It was PJ Elliott.
Yeah, just give me a second.
All right.
PJ, who was running the board at the time, said, oh, you're doing great. Well, you're at least doing better than AWOD.
Right. And the reason we're bringing this up is apparently the next segment or two, there was a follow up to this. And CK asked for the audio. And I guess we got the audio of Aaron actually going beyond her throwaway comment, which is surprising.
Right.
So here's the first comment that Aaron said that we played yesterday.
All right.
I think she's holding it together well. PJ, how's Aaron doing for her first show?
Well,
pretty good.
Let's not do a live critique, please. Because this is terrible.
What if we say you're doing great?
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I mean, you're no AWOD, but...
But then again, nobody is. I feel like me and AWOD should date.
Don't say that and give him any ideas.
Now, she laughed really loud at her own line after that.
Right.
Which made me believe there was 100% sarcasm intended in the comment.
Of course.
I feel like...
Well, there was sarcasm from PJ, and then there was sarcasm from Aaron.
Right. But I feel like that everything comes from a place of truth sometimes.
Maybe.
And I just found that strange that she said, like... Put it this way. Adam was on her mind for somehow.
Could be something underlying there.
Adam was on her mind in that realm.
Yeah.
It wasn't about broadcasting. That was about, I feel like we should date. Not like I feel like AWOD should mentor me to be a radio person, which, I mean, of course he couldn't.
She was just trying to be funny.
He couldn't mentor her anything.
I think so. Right, so go ahead.
And then Eric and I had the discussion, because Eric actually thinks that they can date and there would be some sort of an intimate moment.
No, I'm just saying, I wouldn't be shocked.
Yeah. Well, you were willing to put $5 up.
Do we know how old Aaron is? Like ballpark?
Say 30.
She's around my age.
Is she? Okay.
We went to ASU at the same time.
Okay. Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah. All right. So what happened after that?
So here's the second segment.
Quote from Kynard. Please send me that clip of Aaron saying she would date AWOD.
Oh, no.
I told you made a grave mistake.
It's over. It is over.
For who? Me
you.
Or AWOD?
Actually, maybe both.
We should do a little reality thing, like somebody follows us around on our date.
Aaron, I don't think you understand how this place
all right,
works.
Stop for a second. She now has a second reference to a date,
yeah.
Jason.
On their date.
But
she's obviously
goofing. She wants cameras there.
She is.
All right. So you're
100%
your perception's a lot different than me.
But you know what? A goof can turn around. Remember that guy
I know
who challenged, was it Caroline Wozniacki?
No, it was some
Bouchard
player.
It was Jeannie Bouchard.
Bouchard, and
it was the Super Bowl back.
Then they ended up dating.
I know. Now he's killing it.
Is that right?
I think so.
Unbelievable.
Like, he said something like, if the Patriots come back to win, she was like congratulating the Falcons.
Right.
You owe me a date. Whatever
and
the
for
heck
her,
happened
it was a throwaway,
there.
Because she looked at the score, she's like 28-3. It's third quarter. Yeah, sure. I'll do this. Whatever.
Right. And then that dog ended up going on a date. Got a lot of attention. Cameras followed it at first.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently, there's been follow-up.
All right, so what's AWOD going to do about this? Is he going to take it serious? Is he going to ask her out?
Well, is there even more?
Still more? Yeah, there's more. There's more.
If you say these things, they'll happen. And AWOD's a million times worse than you think.
So here's the thing. I met him at the Junkie Summer Party. And
summer dress party, yep.
I thought he was really cool. I love his personality. Sweet guy.
There's so much personality.
A lot. Like, he approached me, and I was like, oh, hey, what's up? Like,
shame, shyness, not really in his game.
He is not shy at all.
No.
Probably and
could be a little more shy at times.
So then, I think it was like a week or two ago when the Junkies were talking to him about changing his name to Griff.
Dude, she's all over it.
I can't even say Griff without laughing. But apparently that was a thing, and so he changed that on Twitter. So I don't know.
I just let AWOD be AWOD. I don't try to tame the beast. I don't encourage it because it doesn't need any encouraging. But
I just love it when he says he's a radio superstar.
I think, like...
I mean, she's clearly making fun of the kid. I don't know why you guys don't...
She's
kind of
amused by him.
She's intrigued by that.
She would throw him a bone, kind of a charity bone, to go out on a date.
All right.
And then if he actually had game, he could execute it. I don't think that he would... It's a long shot, but she's at least willing to throw him a bone.
Well, I guess based on what she said in those follow-up comments, she's probably kind of locked herself into a date. Like, she said all these things. And
sounds like there's more,
if he
too.
Asks her out, she says no, then she kind of looks stupid.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Let's hear more then.
Hopefully, you're going to be here a lot more. And I think, like,
and hopefully dating in the workplace is not a good idea.
Yeah, one, no, that's a bad idea. Two, like, you have to understand about this place. The Junkies, and specifically when it comes to AWOD, if they can have fun at his expense...
That's all they do. I mean, that's his whole gig.
Like, after 20 years,
his
they
whole
punked
gig
it and just
is
been
getting
like,
made fun of.
Right.
And he plays along. I can't tell if he's playing along or if he's really...
Exactly. Like, I don't think it's quote-unquote playing... Like, it's not a gig.
I think he's legit serious when he
like,
says
he's a crazy
things.
Person. Don't involve yourself in the crazy.
Can you rewind it for a second?
What
was Hoffman about
doing?
To take a shot at us and say we were punting after 20 years?
Go back.
I didn't hear.
Go back.
He cut himself off.
She's strangely into you.
The Junkies, and specifically when it comes to AWOD, if they can have fun at his expense...
That's all they do. I mean, that's his whole gig.
Like, after 20 years, they punked
him and just been
like,
his whole gig is getting made fun of.
Right.
And he plays along. I can't tell if he's playing along or if he's really...
Exactly.
Hoffman said we punted after 20 years, which may be true, but...
Are we going to train the guns on Hoffman now?
Don't involve yourself.
I don't think Hoffman is...
See, Hoff, I have not punted, believe me.
Hoffman is strangely blocking AWOD.
Yes.
Almost like a protective brother, like he has a thing for Aaron Hawksworth himself.
I don't get that sense, but I do get the sense that he's not helping AWOD's cause by any stretch.
I mean, Hoffman spends all day in the gym.
He probably
obviously
doesn't like
has
AWOD.
No personality.
He doesn't like AWOD.
Oh, jeez.
Shot.
Now the guns are trained on Hoffman.
Well, I mean, she's obviously like talking about the meeting she had with me over a year ago and how blown away she was by my personality, and he keeps throwing me under the bus like he's, you know, known me for 20 years. I've barely had two conversations with him.
By the way, is Griff Epstein your new Twitter or it took over your old Twitter?
No, Griff Epstein is the popular parody account.
It's a goof account.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't even think it's real.
It's better than his personal account,
right.
But it's not him running it.
Yesterday, AWOD was counting on his fingers when we were listening to this audio. All the barbs that Craig Hoffman was taking at him. It was 11 shots in that little segment there of Hoffman putting AWOD down in front of Aaron as she's showing interest in him.
So
and that licked him big time. because he's getting blocked by Hoffman for no reason.
All right, but if she really has interest in him, it doesn't matter what Craig
says.
But
despite all the Hoff blocking, I think he has it in.
I don't, but I would love to see it.
I think he kind of does.
Have you ever been out with Skippy and there's a hot girl that approaches you guys, and then Skippy just the whole time is talking about times where you've peed your pants or thrown up all over yourself? Hoffman is so jealous of the chance that I'm maybe have a chance to slide into her DMs.
Oh, don't say that.
He's doing everything
again.
Against it.
Please stop.
Did you call
that.
Her yesterday?
No. I had to let her wait a little bit.
What an idiot.
It's got to soak in.
So are you going to ask her out or not?
Yeah.
Right. What is your take on the whole dynamic? Did we hear all of it, or is there still more?
There's a little more, but it's kind of, I can just sum it up, is Hoffman calls him, like, crazy, and then Aaron says, well, maybe I'm into, like, a crazy guys, like, out there guys.
So, again, leaving the door open.
Right. The door's open, and Hoffman's doing everything he can to shut it. Slam it right in Aaron's face so
this
she doesn't...
is going on.
I mean, he's so upset that he's jacked as hell and that she's into the dopey AWOD guy.
He's sitting there doing sit-ups, and then this loser...
And I'm eating pizza and getting dates.
All right. Well,
getting dates.
Gravy, what is your take here?
I think AWOD's onto something. I honestly do. I didn't appreciate how Hoffman was taking shots at AWOD as she's showing interest in him, and maybe she's attracted.
Why not be a wingman?
I don't think that's in Hoffman's personality.
He doesn't like AWOD. I mean,
yeah,
obvious.
Nobody likes him here. The only people that like him are three out of the eight.
Grant,
people.
Danny don't like him. Seahawk doesn't like him. Dukes doesn't like him. Nobody likes the kid.
Definitely Grant. Grant
but apparently Hawksworth likes him. I don't know why that's possible.
So can I get my $5?
No, they have to go on it. They have to kiss on the date. That's what you bet.
I bet that?
Yes.
I think you did.
I bet that they
get the audio. Get the audio.
I have no recollection. If that's true, I have legit dementia.
All right, do you believe that's possible?
I think anything. I definitely do in this scenario.
It's hard for them to kiss when Hoff's standing right in between them.
They haven't gone on the date yet, and they have to kiss, I believe.
I think she's actually intrigued. Here's my take on Aaron Hawksworth. Aaron could still be just one of these girls. It's like, how long she's been in town now? 4 or 5 years? I guess that's long enough.
I don't
but
even know.
Maybe she's one
long.
Of these girls. She's on TV. Maybe guys are intimidated by her. Maybe it's hard for her to find, like, real
dates.
So he
wants a round the way guy?
And she, you know, Adam's in Adam's the radio.
Not, yeah, and he's not intimidated by anything.
Adam's not intimidated by anything. He's so stupid.
Or she's dated a bunch of successful guys and it hasn't gone
now
well.
She's just going to try a loser.
Right. So she's going to just go outside the box.
Right.
Like she typically
right, here's the other part.
She probably typically goes out with good looking guys who got their S together and she's just going the complete opposite.
She'll really try anything. And here's this is a fundamental disagreement that Jason and I have had for 20 years. Jason thinks, and I think there's a percentage of this, but he thinks that women, like, they're only going to date other hot, like, a hot chick is only going to date another, like, a super attractive guy. And that's true in some cases. But there are some women that actually don't care about that. And I don't think you appreciate that percentage.
I think it's a smaller percentage, but there is a percentage, yes.
Yeah, so she just might be one of these people that doesn't really care if you're some stud or whatever, but if you're just a nice guy, quirky, funny, that might work for her.
I just take her comments as just kind of being goofy and funny.
Definitely,
and
that's true, too.
Also being nice to AWOD at the same time. It's a big leap to actually go out on a date and, God forbid, kiss the kid. That's a whole nother animal. So, but maybe I'm wrong.
Just be sure to reserve a table for three.
I feel like you've softened your stance a little bit.
Well, I didn't know about the other audio.
Exactly. That's why we played it.
But it still doesn't mean anything until it happens.
Of course not.
You got
he
a
had
chance.
A date last Thursday. What happened?
You got a chance.
Stand up. He gets stood up.
The girls that he meets at Don Tito canceling him all the time.
But maybe he can prove me wrong.
What's up, Jay? Good morning.
Morning. How are you?
We're doing well. What were you doing slumming around at our radio station yesterday at 106.7 The Fan? You were in studio with our friends Grant and Danny.
Yeah, that's right. No, I just I wasn't doing anything, you know, during my All-Star break in the afternoon, so I thought I'd just stop by say hi.
You just dropped in?
Just dropped in. No, I had a couple things I had to do, and we needed a booth, sound booth. So I was, it was a lot closer than the one that we sometimes go to in Baltimore. So we So we stopped in there and was there for about 2 hours.
I see what's happening here. You cut a commercial. You're getting paid. I see the hustle.
Of course, it had to do with pay.
I recognize the hustle.
I figured it had to do with like a paycheck didn't find his way to him, and he's like Jason. Because remember, he's anti-technology. Although he probably still does do direct deposit.
He definitely does.
You have direct deposit, right, Jay?
100%. Jay?
Is he there? Did we lose him?
Sounds like we lost him.
By the way, 100% he has direct deposit.
Of course he does.
How could he not?
Can you hear me?
Hey, you guys hear me? You have direct deposit, right?
Sorry. Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Of course.
I do not. I'm the only person in America.
Let's just revisit the issue for people that don't realize. So Jay's one of these guys that may not be on his phone for days at a time, right?
Remember, he's not big on TV. The story about Jay was when he was about to be re-signed with the Caps, I believe, and he can correct me if I'm wrong. I think you were on like
in a cabin or
camping trip somewhere like in Calgary, like where you're from.
Like legit off the grid.
You went into the woods for like 3 days while your deal was getting done. Your agent was like trying to get in touch with you, and he just couldn't.
That's right. Yeah. No, he was freaking out. We were just driving through a town, coming out of the mountains actually, and we had our motorhome and we were with the kid and we were having a great vacation. And I just totally went off the grid and I forgot. It was probably not the best timing. I didn't even really think about it. But it was obviously coming up to July 1st in free agency, and I had about 40 voicemails from my agent. And so we got the deal done in that little town. They ended up faxing it over to a like kiosk in that town and signed it right there and continued That's on with our trip.
Beautiful.
Went back off the grid. So
yeah, this is a dumb question. Yeah. Does Jay Beagle have a 401k through the NHL and or the Washington Capitals?
Yes, I do. Yeah. I got someone who does all that stuff. I can't do any of that stuff.
No,
so I got someone who helps.
Is that provided by the Caps or the league?
Well, it's provided by the league.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Gotcha. Yeah. Cakes is always inquiring about money. He loves to talk about people's money.
Yeah, I do. You know what? As a follow-up to that, we're coming off the All-Star game, and the winning team in the All-Star game got a $1 million bonus. They get a bonus prize for winning the All-Star game.
The team, not each player. The team. Right.
The team.
Right.
So they chop it up. What do you think most of those guys keep the money? Do they give it like to the trainers, or do they spread it around?
Charity, maybe?
Yeah. What do you think those guys, have you heard through the grapevine, what those guys do with that bonus money?
Yeah, I've heard a little bit of everything, actually. You know, obviously they take care of the trainers that go to the All-Star game. They just volunteer their time. So, you know, you obviously would take care of the trainers for that. And then, you know, I'm not sure how much that, you know, once they chop that up, how much you get. I'm sure it's a pretty penny. I mean, it's got to be over 70,000 probably,
mm-hmm.
70 or 80,000. So, I mean, that's a lot of money. So I think, you know, I've heard of a lot of guys giving – you know, a big chunk of that to charity, and it just depends on kind of what the All-Star team, you know, decides and what they decide individually, I guess. But I've heard, you know, all three, and obviously I've heard of guys keeping it too. So,
isn't it amazing that Ovi can still shoot a puck as hard and as fast as he can? How long has he been in the league? 12 years?
Yeah. And he's still at 100 plus miles.
And he's still getting that thing up to 100? That's incredible.
Yeah, and with the accuracy that he does, too. I mean, that's why you see him, you know, score as many goals as he does. I mean, his shot is probably the best in the league. And, to see it, you know, still how hard that is, it's no wonder that we don't want to block it in practice doing the PK, PP drills.
Oh, can you imagine? That's the worst.
Yeah.
That must suck.
That would be.
It's worse, like, in practice than it is probably in a real game.
For sure it is because there's no adrenaline, so we're getting out of the way of that when it's coming. So right. I feel sorry for our goalies.
Right.
Jay Beagle at Monster Jam?
Word on the street, he was.
Yeah.
More
money. Yeah, I was. I took the kids to Monster Jam on Sunday, and they had a blast. They woke up today still with the monster trucks in their hands. They went to bed with them, so they loved it. It was pretty fun.
Does that coincide with the car show? I'm clueless.
No, that Monster Jam is at Capital One Arena. The car show is at the convention center.
Almost it's amazed. Not around the same time at all.
It might be around the same time, but not in the same
car
venue.
Show thing's coming up. I think I'm just amazed how they get the mud in there. To be quite honest, like it's right. still amazing to me. It's just a person that just goes to the arena, okay? That they can take a basketball court and then it becomes an ice rink and vice versa, and then it becomes this place where you got monster trucks and mud all over the place.
Driving a bunch of dump trucks and dump dirt and mud all over the place. I don't think it's as difficult as you think.
I don't know. It's weird seeing them in there, though. Like, it really is. When you're in there, you know, as a guy who's obviously that's his rank, it's weird seeing these huge trucks and just being in my hockey rink. It is weird having that. And when I was going there, the kids were saying hockey. They were like, hockey, hockey. They thought we were going to a hockey game. So I had to explain to them, yeah.
So now you guys play on Super Bowl Sunday. You play Vegas here. On
a matinee.
Yeah, it's at 12:30. Yep. So you will be done in time to watch the game. Will you watch the Super Bowl with your buddies, with the players, with the family? What?
Yeah, we usually have a Super Bowl party with the team. So I'm not sure where it's at this year. I don't think we've heard yet. But every year we have a Super Bowl party, and the families that are allowed, obviously, to come, kids. Right. But most guys get, you know, babysitters for it, and yeah, and we just have a party. So
would you ever want to host that?
No, my house couldn't host the guys. It's just not big enough.
Oh, okay.
So we always gotta go to one of the big dogs' houses.
So it's either gonna be at Ovi's or Backy's or TJ's. Yeah.
Do you guys do a high price version of the white trash squares for the scores at the end of every quarter?
Oh, you got to do that.
Yeah, we do.
That makes it fun. Yeah. Any other wagers you guys have going?
No, usually there's previous years we've had blackjack and roulette going.
There you go. Can I come? Yeah. I'd like to come over there.
Yeah. So it's fun. And usually the house, you know, I mean, obviously the house always wins if you play long enough. So usually the guy who hosts it ends up cleaning up. So maybe I should host it.
So do they bring in like a real dealer?
Yeah. Real dealer and tables.
Bring
and stuff,
roulette so. Table in first, please,
hey,
before
tell us,
snacks.
What's the coolest thing about, you know, without giving away too much, but what's the coolest thing about when you go over to Ovi's house?
I don't know. I mean, we've only been over there a couple times, so I don't know what the coolest
thing. Does he have, like, a sick media room or a sick...
I guess his basement. Yeah, his media room and basement just to see all, the things that he's won and the achievements he's had. And, he's got kind of a cool room like that and then a really nice media room. And just it's just a really nice house, so it's just...
Right.
Yeah.
Does he have a newer house? Did he buy a new house in the last couple of years? I feel like he did.
Does he have a big empty space where a Stanley Cup should be?
You're accused.
I'm filling that up this year.
I'm just asking.
Thanks. Did you get that from
no,
Valdez?
No, that was from your boy.
He's just taking shots at you guys.
Come on, Cakes. You're the biggest Caps fan here.
I'm a lifelong Caps fan, Jim. Sorry. That's frustration boiling over. I apologize.
That is funny. He's got a big empty room.
That was a cheap shot.
You let your emotions get the best of you there.
I did.
Jesus. He's going to quit the show like Tom Brady did.
That is awesome.
Hey, I didn't insult any of his kids. Come on. That's true.
That's true.
All right. Well,
all right, so you guys got the Flyers tomorrow, and then you got Pittsburgh, and then you got Vegas here the next few days. So, all right, let's get some wins here, bud.
Yeah, you bet.
All right. Next time you come to the studio, the station, make sure we're here.
Yeah, I'll try and come in the morning.
Yeah, you have to be here by 10 a.m. at the latest.
Yeah, because we're out at
10:01. Yeah.
Yeah. Even before.
What a late.
Right.
What a late.
All right. Thank you, pal. Thank you, Jay.
Thanks, Jay.
You bet. All right, we'll see you guys. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too, man.
Was that a cheap shot?
No, it was great.
I mean, it's fine, but I mean.
It's funny. It's low-hanging fruit. Well, listen, it was so easy.
I think you thought you were goofing on Ovi, but you're also goofing on Jay because they're teammates.
It's awesome.
Okay, I'm just pointing out.
Am I right?
Just pointing out the reality that I've been a Caps fan forever, and we don't have one Stanley Cup, or they don't have one Stanley Cup.
I don't know where that came from. Nicest junkie, remember?
He's not.
It reminded me of the Ocho Cinco call.
But you know what? Beegs can play along with that.
Roll with the punches. He's a good guy. Yeah. I would never say that to Ovi.
I mean, he almost concussed a listener at 106.7 The Fan Live.
He threw a beer bottle.
It was an accident.
People said I was drunk. He threw a beer bottle at somebody.
It was a can. I was not hammered. And it was a soft toss.
Yeah.
I mean, you need to be able to catch that.
Hey, I threw a Rubik's Cube in the audience.
Yeah.
I have no idea
where
that went.
Apparently, 106.7 The Fan Live is all about projectiles out into the audience.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.